if the schools are open and you're, you know, trying to, you know, figure out what to do with your kids, you know, if they are going to be going to school, if they wait for the bus, you know, make sure that you keep an eye out on them and they're not waiting outside too long. You know, make sure that they're dressed adequately. They have warm boots that are waterproof. Make sure that they have a warm coat. They have a and make sure they have a hat on, because you lose a lot of heat, especially young children, through the head that's uncovered. So make sure the hat's on, and ideally to have a scarf to cover the nose and the ears. And if the kids have to walk to school, you know, again, you know, the decision is, you know, how long that they can be outside. So there are various factors that you have to consider. You know, younger children are more at risk of developing frostbite and hypothermia than, say, older kids that are teenagers and almost fully grown. You want to worry about, you know, the distance. You want to worry about the wind chill factor, how cold it is outside. So those are all issues that everyone has to consider. So, you know, every situation is different, and, you know, hopefully we can use common sense to keep our kids safe.